morning and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this week. You know, a couple of years ago, the Lower Columbia Preservation Society, I believe it was, sponsored a tour of historic buildings in downtown Astoria. A tour that let you into places you wouldn't normally be able to go, like the attic up in the Flavelle Mansion. That was fun. Got to go up in the Watchtower and look around. Got to go up to the second floor of the Gunderson Building, which was special to me because that's where KMUN had its start, down there on Commercial Street about, 31 years ago, I think. And also the Astoria Armory. Now, I had driven by that building for years and wondered, what's in there? What is it? And people say, well, that's the old armory. I say, well, does that mean there are tanks in there? Are there munitions in there? What is it about? And so got to go in there and take a look around. And for one thing, I was struck by the size of it. I thought, my gosh, you could fit a couple thousand people in here. And it turns out that, yes, you can. And then I looked up and looked at that incredibly intricate wooden superstructure on the roof. I thought, my gosh, this building is an architectural wonder. And I thought, but it's just sitting here. It's sitting here idle. There's nothing in it. There's nothing going on. My gosh, what a resource this would be for the community if we could have events here. What wonderful things we could host. Well, it turned out that I wasn't the only one who was thinking along those lines. And a few years ago, when the Columbia River Maritime Museum was using it for storage, didn't want it anymore, a group of civic-minded citizens and committee stepped forward. And now it is, in fact, again, hosting events and being renovated as we speak. And there's a very special event coming up on October 4th, and here to talk about it is the event coordinator and community director of the historic Astoria Armory, Robin Kustik. Robin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So what's in store?
So we have the Mayor's Ball October 4th at the Astoria Armory. And really, it's just a way for us to thank Mayor Willis L. Van Dusen for his lifetime of service to our community.
Yes, I remember at the Astoria Bicentennial Celebration, Governor John Kitzhaber stepped out and introduced him as Mayor for Life. It turns out that isn't going to be the case. He is going to step down after his term expires. Now, What can we expect in the Mayor's Ball?
It is going to be an event I think that Astoria has not seen yet. It's really exciting. We have tons of mystery entertainment. I can't spoil that surprise.
Okay, I won't ask you to then.
We have a live swing band, Baby and the Pearl Blowers.
That you can say.
Yes, I can. We have tons of food and drinks and just a really great way for everyone to get together, celebrate this wonderful man, and help raise money for the Astoria Armory.
Now, is it going to be a formal event?
It is formal. It's black tie optional.
Black tie optional. Yeah. If you got them, you can wear them.
Correct.
But not absolutely necessary. Is there kind of a theme to the...
It is. So just imagine Great Gatsby, 1920s.
Oh, boy. Lots of fun.
Yeah. Very stimulating environment. It'll be really cool.
What all is going to be there, aside from the swing band?
So we have, some of it I can't tell you, but we do have our live and silent auctions. Really, it's just going to be dancing and food and really kind of a light-hearted event, just a little bit of celebration. We have some folks from, Waldorf?
Oh, Waldorf, yeah. Germany.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming down. Coming
the sister
over.
Astoria's sister city.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
Other visiting dignitaries? Or
Senator Betsy Johnson confirmed.
Oh, Betsy's going to be there.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Maybe some other people, who knows, might show up.
I hope so. I hope maybe we'll get a mystery guest.
Uh-huh.
That'll be cool, too.
Now, you're saying Great Gatsby. I'm thinking like speakeasies. And
we have one of those going downstairs. We have a
cigar
bar.
Right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Down in the downstairs, it's going to be decorated as a kind of a speakeasy. You have to knock, know the password to get in.
That's a really good idea. That might happen. They can blame it on you.
Okay.
So it'll be really exciting. I think it will be an event that will be different than what we normally have. You know, at Baked Alaska is doing the catering.
Oh, that ought to be great.
And Chris is amazing, and he's creative.
Yeah, he is.
And Jester Party Rentals is helping me with the
Jester Party Rentals. Where are they out of?
They are based. They're an Astoria-based company, she's off of Pier 39.
Oh, no kidding!
Most creative woman I've ever met in my entire life, and she has given us such a break on pricing and really donated a lot to the Armory. So this is going to be really. Really amazing. I was going to say off the hook, but...
So what kind of decor can we expect out there?
Oh, white ostrich feathers plumes and, fabrics and... Oh, it's just watch the movie Great Gatsby. That's kind of how I'm envisioning
it.
Yeah.
People jumping in a swimming pool. And
yeah, I wish.
So that's going to be on October the 4th. When
Correct.
Does it start?
It starts at 5. You can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Or you can call 503-791-6064, and I can help you get paper tickets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I imagine you have a website.
Oh, yeah, theastoriaarmory.org.
And you get more information there as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, what other kind of events do you have going at the Armory?
So we have lots of roller derby. We're actually going to have our last roller derby event October 18th. We're taking a two-month break. We have family skate night every Friday night from 5 to 9.
Now, talk about that a little bit.
Family skate night is amazing. We have about 120 to 150 people that rent skates. We turn out the lights, turn on the disco ball, play some music, and just they skate for, 4 hours. And it's just amazing to see the same faces every week, And it's growing, which is, it's cool.
And this is a family event. This is the whole family can participate in this.
The whole family. On average, it's kind of interesting. We really don't get a lot of teenagers. We get a lot of moms and dads and their kids. And, it's really neat to watch these little kids that can't skate or parents that can't skate by the next week. they're cruising around. It's a neat event.
Yeah, and the skates are there available for rental?
They are. So we have $2 skate rental, $2 entry fee, $3 skate rental. So a family of four can spend 4 hours for $20 doing their thing and skating around.
And concessions, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And concessions are $1.
A buck a piece.
A buck a piece. Soda, popcorn, candy, skate rink food.
Uh-huh.
Tremendously healthy.
Well, they work it all off on the skate rink on the floor anyway.
Yeah.
As far as calories go. So that's every Friday from
5 to 9.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you were talking about skating lessons? Is that
Yeah, so I do skating lessons. Just give me a call. They're about $20 an hour. It's really easy. To learn when you're not in a group of 120 people.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of people who are just learning tend to go the wrong direction. So it's kind of...
The wrong direction? How do you do that?
I think it's because you don't know how to stop. So you just kind of just go wherever your body takes you. So this is a great way just to kind of get the basics down.
So you end up going backwards.
Not backwards, like facing, going the wrong direction with the crowd, like going against the crowd.
Oh.
Which can be intimidating when you don't know.
Oh, and running into people.
Doing. Yeah, so it's...
Collisions.
It's fun. I usually teach about 10 people a week. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you need to continually go to, but it helps. So, yeah.
Now, are there things like children's skating hours or sessions?
Right now, we have the Shanghai Roller Dolls provide that, which is great. It's a free program that the Shanghai Roller Dolls kind of do at the Armory. We call it the SR Deans. It's our children's group.
SR Deans.
Yes.
Shanghai Roller Dolls.
Dolls. Yeah. It's basically a kid version of it. So we have about 42 kids that come on Sundays from 1 to 2.
And we teach them. This is free?
It's free, yeah.
Any little kid can come in and,
absolutely.
And be an SR Dean?
Correct, yeah.
SR Dean, like sardine. Okay. It takes me a while sometimes.
That's okay. So basically what we do is we teach them basic skate skills, basic roller derby. It's all positional blocking. After six times of coming to the practice, they get a free T-shirt, and they become part of the team, basically.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And so they learn the basics of the actual game of roller derby.
Yes. They don't get to hit each other, though.
Okay.
Which has been a challenge because they want to sometimes. You're like, no, can't do that.
No. Not here.
And then we also have a...
Play nice.
A league for kids from 12 to 17, and they're called the Stingray Devils, another play off the Shanghai.
12 to 17.
Uh-huh. And that is actual contact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty neat.
When does that happen?
That happens on Saturdays from 2 to 3 at the Armory. And same thing, after you know a certain amount of practices, they get a free T-shirt, and they're part of the team. And I think we have 11 of them right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Is this free?
It's free.
Totally free.
Yeah. It's a really fun, as a Shanghai Roller Doll and as an Armory employee, to see the two work together and really bring in community, you know, events and whatnot. So totally separate, though, just so you know. Shanghai Roller Dolls and the Armory are totally separate, both nonprofit organizations, but just working together to make something happen.
And when are the sessions for the little ones?
That is Sundays from 1 to 2.
So Sundays from 1 to 2, the little ones.
The little ones, yeah.
Yeah, the sardines. And then from Saturdays from
2 to 3.
2 to 3 for the stingrays.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now you mentioned that you yourself are a Shanghai Roller Doll. Talk a little bit about that. How did you get involved with
that? I was a boxer from Southern California.
A boxer?
A boxer.
What division?
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I shouldn't ask.
Oh, no, no.
I shouldn't ask that sort of thing.
Well, I don't mind divulging my weight on the air.
No. We'll just pass right over that one.
All right. No worries. I'll go with that one. No, I did butterfly. Women's.
Butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a weight division. Okay.
Yeah. They try to make it sound nice, basically.
Okay.
Those extra couple of pounds. When I moved here, there really wasn't that opportunity to box, or you know, there really wasn't a lot of classes or anything available.
Right.
So I saw a poster for roller derby and said, why not? You know, it seems like the next logical step for contact. And I've been involved for the past 3 years.
How did you learn the techniques in the game?
Well, we teach everyone. When I started, we were just a bunch of girls skating in a circle, kind of going off of YouTube and trying to figure out what was happening. And we got a lovely coach named Rusty House, who took the time to do all the research and get us guest skaters and things, guest coaching. So kind of just trial and error. That's how I learned. But now we actually know what we're doing, so we can teach you how to do everything from start to finish.
And how often does that happen at the Armory?
We practice every week from 6 to 8 on Sundays. And on Wednesdays from 6 to 8. Actually, I take that back. On Sundays, we are now 2 to 4. We changed our hours. I'm there every day, so I skate about 20, 25 hours a week.
Wow.
But I'm an overachiever, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, is any woman who wants to become a Shanghai Roller Doll, can anybody do that?
We welcome everyone. Are a little different than most roller derby teams. Instead of us bouting or having a game and raising money for our own league, we have the idea that we can bout and raise money for charity and just have whatever, you know, our basic operational costs.
Mm-hmm.
So we are a little bit different. We're all about healthy living and promoting, you know, a healthy lifestyle. So if you're into that, you can join.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, about the Armory itself, the building itself, how did you get involved with it?
So Robert Jacobs, some of you might know him as Jake.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure the whole town knows him, approached me and asked me some ideas about my events and promotion skills and if I'd be interested in kind of tagging along and help figure it out. And I've been in it to win it since. I have not thought of anything else but making this Armory work. So yeah.
What was it like when you first saw it? What did you see?
When I first saw it, I thought these guys are crazy. There was bird stuff everywhere, and you know, the floor was covered in weird old furniture, and you know, stuff falling off the walls. I mean, I thought these guys are nuts. There's no way. And just over time, we've been able to get it cleaned up, and here you go. Now I look at it, and I walk in, and I think, oh, this is amazing. You know, anything can happen in this building. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And just a reminder, if you just joined us, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN in Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook. I'm David Paul, and for Donna Quinn this week, I'm talking to Robin Kustik, who's the event coordinator and community director for the historic Astoria Armory, talking about the Mayor's Ball that's coming up and the ongoing events, the roller skating events, the Shanghai Roller Dolls and the sessions for children, the Stingrays, the sardines. But yeah, so you walked into this place and it's already undergone quite a transformation.
Huge transformation. So we're dependent upon volunteers, and it's amazing some of the volunteers that have been there since I started. I have one, Chris Jones, who is a veteran from Afghanistan and had suffered some serious injuries.
Oh, thank you for your service, Chris.
Yeah, he's an amazing man. He shows up every day, and every day we do some weird little project or, you know, paint a wall, scrape something off the floor, whatever it is that we need to do. And it's really cool to see the involvement. So if anyone ever wants to come down and volunteer, please.
Oh, is that right? So if you're out there, you've got some tools, you got a toolkit, you got some skills.
Toolkit. If you can sweep a floor, I can set you up for that floor is huge. I can occupy your time for a couple of hours.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So it's really neat. I love how people walk into the armory and it doesn't matter where you're from, how much money you have. Everyone seems to have the same idea, and that's to keep this community center going and to work together. It's really a neat place. It's a neat thing to see.
To kind of resurrect it and making it an event venue again.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, what kind of work still needs to be done to get it to where you would like to have it?
Well, we have a back staircase. We're actually missing the stairs. We need to get those built. That way we can open it up and have some concerts and some really cool stuff for the community. So we're probably looking, I'm not even sure about the pricing on the stairs, but I think somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000 for those stairs. We have carpet that needs to be torn up, walls that need to be painted. Pretty much you name it. Mm-hmm. Lots of cleaning. I try to hit one project a week as far as cleaning goes. Mm-hmm. So,
I guess you get in there and get your hands dirty too.
Oh, I'm notorious. I love construction and I love getting dirty. I am not a girly girl by any means. So, just recently I got to use the Sawzall, and
that was amazing. Sawzall.
Yes. Amazing. I've learned not to wear light colors when I go there because I'm always covered in dirt or paint or something.
So you're taking out walls and you're taking out and taking...
Whatever I can do.
Wielding the Sawzall. I mentioned that's a real tension reliever.
Oh, that was a great day. I had no worry in the world
day,
after that.
Man.
Yeah.
That Sawzall.
Yep. So, no, I'm always there. I'm always doing something. I really believe that if I'm going to get someone to scrape bird dew off of the mezzanines, I better be alongside them doing it, you know? So that's kind of what I do, yeah.
So it's all gone now, though?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was a very long day.
Well, Terry Wilson, our, esteemed engineer here, he wants to know if there's any idea of starting a men's roller derby team.
Yes, we just need men.
Yep, here's one right here sitting behind the council.
We have some interest in it. Unfortunately, we only have about 3 people interested in doing men's derby, so that's a really small team. But I have actually gone to men's roller derby, and it is amazing to watch. The athleticism is just insane. I don't know why women can't be as agile. Maybe we're more cautious, you know. I don't know. But it's a great sport to watch, especially with men.
Maybe it's just a matter of just going for it. And
I think
there are
so.
An awful lot of athletic women around. You yourself.
It's still like, you know, when they do crazy flips and weird, I guess, yeah, a matter of going for it. There's no way you can get me to do a flip on roller skates.
Now, you are a jammer. Is that correct?
I am a blocker.
A blocker, okay.
But I jammed for the first time in 3 years.
Now, what's the difference between the... Between the two. I'm a newbie to this sport, so pretty ignorant.
The jammer is a lady with the stars on her head.
Stars on her head.
There's one for each team, and each team has 4 blockers. Once the whistle blows, the jammers, they take off and try to get through the pack. The first jammer to get through becomes the lead jammer. And she gets to call the jam off at any time. The other one is at the mercy of the lead jammer. After the when they make their second pass, for each opposing blocker they pass, they get a point. And that's the game. It's that simple.
And you rack up points by passing, getting through the blockers.
Yes, and then as a blocker, which I normally do, is I try to make it so you can't get past. That's where all the hard hits come in. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now, it's worth it.
Yes, it's worth it. Now, do you skate the entire... I've got to see one of these events.
Yeah.
You skate the entire length, the circumference of the floor there in the armory? That's a big place.
I can't remember the exact dimensions, but pretty much, yeah. The track is huge.
That is a workout.
Oh, it is definitely a workout.
And you build up some speed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so much fun, and it's fun to watch, too. I encourage everyone to come and check it out, whether it's to go see the armory or to go check out some roller derby.
Okay, now we've got the roller derby. We've got the sessions for kids, the SRDs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Stingrays on Saturday, SRDs on Sunday. What other things are in the works?
Well, I know that the city is going to do their Monster Bash on Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We have Starving Artists. We have Cindy Munge's Christmas.
The Starving Artists Fair, where they'll have their works on display, available for sale. When's that going to be?
I believe that is December 2nd. Don't quote me, though.
Okay.
And we also have Cindy Munge's Christmas Fair that she does every year. Going to be there, and that sounds awesome. You know, cookie bake-offs and all sorts of good stuff. November we have the early bird Christmas bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
So
where you can pick up Christmas gifts and
so we got a lot going on. I'm hoping to get some wrestling in there, potentially.
Pro wrestling,
yeah. I've heard some wonderful stories about just with the mezzanine seatings and how you can see everything from in the ring, so I'm really excited about that. And hopefully we'll have some concerts coming soon.
Oh, really? Like, any ideas?
I'm really wanting to get Heart.
Heart?
I'm working hard on this. Heart, I'm not promising anything, but I'm working on it.
Crazy on You.
Yeah.
The sister, the Wilson sisters.
Yes, yeah. I'm trying, but they're kind of expensive, so I don't know if they'll hear my pleas for volunteering.
If you're listening, Anne and Nancy Wilson on the internet at coastradio.org, we stream. You can get us. You heard it. We need you.
Yep, there you go. So, yeah, I think this place is going to do pretty amazing. And with the community so involved, how can you go wrong, right?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of publicity. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
People don't know it's open or there yet.
I know. I'm actually working on a sign. So if anyone out there has amazing painting talents,
sign,
come find me.
Sign painting skills.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, so if somebody wanted to come down and check the armory out.
So you can give me a call or an email if the doors aren't open. I'm usually always there, but my phone number is 503-791-6064. Happy to open the doors for you and give you a tour. My email is... rlacoustic@gmail.com. Either or.
Just shoot you an email. And
just shoot me an email. Yeah.
And if the doors are open, come on in.
Come on in. It does not matter. Love showing. People are always so amazed, especially with that honeycomb ceiling.
That is
incredible.
Amazing. That really is amazing. Yeah. It's just the same structure that they used in the Superdome in Louisiana,
uh-huh,
and the Astrodome in Houston, and good old Mac Court, the pit down in Eugene, someplace with which I'm quite familiar.
One of the projects I've been working on is cleaning the light fixtures, and I have a scissor lift in there. Scissor lift. I hate heights.
Oh, boy.
So anyone wants to volunteer for that, I'd be happy to give that up. But going that high in that scissor lift and cleaning those lights is just... And looking down at that floor is just holy cow.
Yeah, that's a long way down.
It's a long way down.
How far is it? How high is that building?
I'm not quite sure. I think the scissor lift goes up to about 40 feet, so.
That's four stories.
And I'm on my toes.
That's four stories.
Yeah, so probably about 50 feet.
Yee.
Yeah.
I hope you have some sort of safety harness or something like that when you're doing that.
Of course. Yeah, safety is the most important thing.
Yeah. So the Mayor's Ball.
Mayor's Ball, October 4th. Great Gatsby theme. We have tons of food and entertainment. Tickets are on sale at brownpapertickets.com or you can give me a call and I will get you connected with paper tickets.
And how many tickets are you hoping to sell?
About 350.
And how many so far?
We have sold 54 last time I checked.
So there are still plenty of tickets available, folks.
Yeah.
So give Willis Van Dusen a great send-off.
Absolutely.
Into retirement. Give him.
It's a chance to put on a pretty dress or wear a tuxedo.
Or a tux.
Dance. I mean, gosh, yeah.
Go to a speakeasy.
Go to a speakeasy. I mean, how many people could say they've done that?
Cigar
right?
bar.
Yeah.
Willis has to arrive in his tux on his motorcycle.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
and drive into the armory.
Oh, wouldn't that be spectacular?
Oh,
I'll work on that.
Let's see. I'll bet he would do that.
I did not know he rode a motorcycle.
Oh, boy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah.
You'll have to be in touch with him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would love to arrange that. That would be quite an entrance.
Now, have you been working with the mayor and the city council?
I have. You know, what a wonderful person. I presented it to him, and he said, well, all the proceeds go to the armory. And I, of course, you know, trying to make it happen, said, oh, it's up to you. He said, no, that's where I want my money to go. I thought, well, this is pretty awesome. So he's helped me with guest lists and, you know, some decor ideas and whatnot, and there you go. So it's pretty neat to have everyone involved in this.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a shout out to my friend Jake, too, for getting involved in this. Because he's done a lot for the city and as far as historic buildings in this town with the Liberty Theater. He was involved in that and
Jake
bringing
is
that back from the brink. And
he's so creative and, he's just so involved in this whole process. It's a really great, and it's an honor to get to work with him. You know, he's a cool guy. I like it. Good boss. Nice boss to have.
So, if you're looking for something to do October the 4th, Mayor's Ball, plenty of tickets available, starts up at 5 o'clock. Wear your tux and your dress to the nines.
There you go.
Get ready to go back to the 1920s. And if you're interested in roller derby, there you go. Or if you're just interested in a family night skating, and that's every Friday night, skate night.
Every Friday
night. $2 donation. There you go. Sardines on Sundays from
1 to 2.
And the Stingrays on Saturday.
From 2 to 3.
And again, that website is
ShanghaiRollerDolls.com.
And the Astoria Armory is
AstoriaArmory.org.
So check it out, folks. The Astoria Armory. It's back.
It is back, and
it's
open.
Happening. A lot of fun. And that's about all the time we have today for Talk of Our Towns. Robin Kustik, Marketing Director, Event Coordinator, and Community Director for the
Jack of All Trades,
Saws All Wielder, Shanghai Roller Doll. Thanks for coming in and talking to us this morning and letting us know what's going on with the Armory. Terry Wilson was our engineer. I'm David Paul for Donna Quinn. Thanking you all for listening and inviting you to tune in next week, Wednesday at 9:30, for another edition of Talk of Our Towns.
And I might put out a plea for guys, if you're athletic.
Yeah.
Why don't you call the Armory, call Robin, and why don't you learn how to become part of the roller derby scene?
All right.
Guys.
Shanghai Roller Guys. There you go.